In the name of Jesus, amen. Imagine this. Imagine that you are living as a slave in Egypt. You do hard manual labor every day making bricks. It's hard and difficult back-breaking work. Moses and Aaron tell you that God will bring you and all the rest of God's people out of slavery. But despite the frogs, the Nile turning to blood, and the hail, and the locusts, and the gnats, and the boils, and the darkness, and other plagues that God has brought upon the land, still Pharaoh the king will not release you and the rest of the people of God. But now, Moses and Aaron have said that God is going to come through the land and strike all the firstborn sons in the land of Egypt, both of man and of beast. Members of your own household, those that you know and love and care for, they are at risk of dying. And perhaps so are you. Your firstborn son may die. You raised him and you taught him and you changed him. You heard his first words and saw his first steps, and tonight he could die as God brings punishment on the land. But there is hope. There is a way that your eldest son can be spared death. At twilight, you are to take a male lamb without blemish, no deformities or other issues, and sacrifice that lamb. Then you are to take the blood from that lamb and put it around your front door, on the side posts and on the lintel above the door. And then that night you are to be in the house and you're to roast this perfect lamb and eat it. And the Lord will come by. And when he sees the blood of the perfect lamb, this perfect but now dead lamb sacrificed, when he sees the blood of that lamb around the entrance of your house, he will not allow the destroyer to enter your house and harm any firstborn son in your house. And when the Lord sees the blood, he will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you. Your firstborn son can live. There is hope that he can live if the lamb dies and if the lamb's blood is put on your doorposts. The lamb must have its life taken, though, in order for your son to live, so that his life may not be taken. And then in the house you eat that lamb. That lamb means life rather than death for your son. That lamb's life was taken in place of your son's life, and now that lamb not only gives life to your son, but it gives nourishment to your whole family. The death of that lamb meant life for your son, and now it also feeds you and your whole family. And then all of the leftovers are burned. None are to remain by God's command. And you go to bed with the blood on your door. And while you are sleeping at midnight, the Lord does pass through the land. He passes over your house. But a great cry goes up throughout the land of Egypt. Amongst the Egyptians, someone is dead in every house. And you and your family awake to calls of joy among the people of Israel. Because Pharaoh has said, now you're free. No more days of heavy manual labor baking bricks. No more Egyptian oppression. No more slavery. You pack your belongings quickly. And you take bread that has not been leavened with yeast because there was no time. And you leave. You get out. For the Egyptians who didn't believe the word of God, there was death in their houses. But for the people of Israel on that Passover night, when God passed over their houses, there was life. But even for the people of Israel, there was some death, but the death of many, many lambs. Perfect lambs who died for the people. And the people not only killed those lambs, but ate those lambs. They not only killed those lambs, but also put the blood of those perfect lambs around their doors, so that the Lord would indeed pass over and not strike down any in their houses. That night, the eldest son was in danger in every house from the wrath of God. But eldest sons are not the only ones who sin, believe it or not. Every person in that household was a sinner in need of God's forgiveness. Every man, woman, and child in those houses and in our houses tonight as well is a sinner. We are all sinners who should be separated from God because we are sinners. And so do we need to go to bed in fear tonight of the wrath of God? Well, no, because we have a lamb. We have a perfect lamb. Because on a Passover night, more than 1,400 years later, after that first Passover, Jesus gathered his disciples to celebrate the Passover. You see, God commanded that his people continue to celebrate the Passover year after year after year. The one plague that God had them commemorate and celebrate. The one plague that they had to do something in connection with it. Of all the other plagues, this one they had to take some action to kill a lamb and put its blood on their doorposts, and then they had to continue celebrating this year after year after year. And then Jesus came. And on a Passover night, he gathered his disciples. And they ate together. But something different happened at that Passover. At that Passover, the real and perfect lamb had come. The one perfect lamb was before them. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And that lamb took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Now the God of the universe, the second person of the Trinity, speaks his word. He, Jesus Christ, is the word of God, through whom all things were created. He speaks, and he can make things happen. At creation, there was speaking and things happened, things were created. And now Jesus himself, God himself, speaks and declares, "This is my body." And so it is. This which looks like just ordinary bread is his body, and he gives it to them. Now they are used to eating the body of a lamb. Now they eat the body of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The bodies of all those other lambs were looking forward to this one perfect lamb. They were teaching them over and over again, year after year, with this object lesson that there was a lamb who would come to take away their sins and whom they too would eat, just as they ate a lamb on the Passover. Now they would eat the body of the Lamb of God. The body of this lamb would suffer death in their place on the cross. This lamb would die for not only the sins of the firstborn sons, but of every son and daughter, of every disciple and every one of us, because we are all sinners in need of this lamb. In need of this lamb to die in our place so that the wrath of God passes over us as well. And in the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now the blood of the Lamb is given out. This time, not put around the door of the house, but the door of your mouth. And this blood of the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world means again that God's eternal wrath and punishment in hell passes over you, and you are not struck down. It means that the perfect Lamb died for you in your place. The body and blood of the Lamb of God meant freedom for the people of Israel that Passover night. The body and blood of Jesus mean freedom from slavery to sin, freedom from slavery to Satan, and bondage in his kingdom. The people were in bondage in Egypt, but all people are in bondage to Satan until freed by Jesus. And Jesus' perfect suffering and death is the ticket, then, for your release. It means that you have life and freedom rather than eternal death and slavery. And why can this person do it? Why can this one, Jesus Christ, be the Lamb of God? Because he is the one who committed no sin, who is perfect and innocent, and yet who died on the altar of the cross. There he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When he suffered that death, he didn't suffer death because he was a sinner. He suffered death and even hell on the cross because all the sins of the world, your sins and my sins, were being laid on him. He was suffering all the sins of all the firstborns and secondborns and thirdborns and fourthborns and everyone else on the cross. He died because he was being punished for those sins, for our sins, our rebellion, our lack of love for God and others, and our anger and bitterness. And the Lamb died not only in our place. Not only does the blood of the Lamb cover us and mark us so that the wrath of God passes over us, but the Lamb also feeds us. Just as they ate the Lamb in the house, the Lamb whose blood was on their door, just as they fed on that lamb and it nourished not only the firstborn but all in the house, so the Lamb of God feeds and nourishes us tonight. It fed and nourished the disciples on that Passover night, and it has fed and nourished Christians for the last 2,000 years. The Lamb of God now today gives out the body that was broken and the blood that was shed to give forgiveness and freedom. And he now feeds you today with his forgiveness that nourishes you in body and soul to life everlasting. Our Lord uses this means of grace to keep us in the faith, to strengthen both our faith in our Lord and to strengthen us in love for others. Now, back in Egypt, those families who were presented with the instructions regarding the Passover had to believe that there was actually some danger, that God's wrath was real, that he does punish. And they had to believe that God would indeed bring them out of Egypt. So they had to believe both that God does punish sin, that he does bring judgment, and they had to believe his promises and then act accordingly. And we must also believe these things and act accordingly. In our epistle reading for tonight from 1 Corinthians 11, we hear that we are supposed to examine ourselves as we come to the table. We hear these words: "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." We come to eat the body and drink the blood of our Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ. But we must come believing that we really are sinners in need of forgiveness. We have to examine ourselves to see and believe this truth, that we actually need what God gives us here. That apart from Jesus, we are under God's wrath. That there really is danger from God's wrath. We also must recognize where we have sinned in our thoughts, our words, and deeds. where our life has not been lived in faith in our Lord and love for others? Where have we ignored our Lord's word and not called upon his name? Where have we failed to help our neighbor in their bodily needs, to love and cherish our spouse, to help our neighbor with all of his possessions and income? Where have we coveted what was not ours? Where have we spoken ill of our neighbor and slandered him or her? We examine ourselves and we see that we indeed are under God's wrath, not just us who are firstborns, but all of us. All of us are sinners in need of God's forgiveness. And we come not because we are good, not because we are perfect or holy, but because there is another perfect Lamb of God who has died in our place and shed his blood for us. But we not only examine ourselves to see that we are sinners in need of a Savior, but we come confidently believing that this Savior indeed has died for us. And that just as he rescued the people of Israel from bondage in Egypt, we are rescued from bondage to sin and death and Satan. We are given forgiveness of sins. He can do this for us. We come confidently believing both of these things, and we examine ourselves to see, do we believe this? Do we believe that we are sinners in need of a Savior? And do we believe that our Savior, Jesus Christ, has died for us and that he truly gives his very body and blood shed on the cross here for us for our forgiveness? Dear Christian, our Passover lamb, Jesus Christ, has been sacrificed for us. You can go to bed to sleep in peace. Sinners who deserve God's judgment and eternal death, we sinners have a lamb who is perfect and has been sacrificed in our place. We come recognizing we are sinners for whom Jesus shed his blood. We take this blood, we eat this body of this perfect lamb, and we know that eternal death, that God's wrath passes over our house. We are forgiven and free. In the name of Jesus, amen.